The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey.
You gotta watch them, man.
I was just telling my wife had somebody pop up yesterday that she hadn't talked to in 10 years, but trying to get her involved in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, they're always doing that.
Hey, how
it's
you
not
been?
A scheme.
Doing great. How are you? Great. Do you know anything about? Yeah, I know I don't want to be involved.
Yeah. I think it would be great, though, if somebody actually sold pyramids.
Yeah.
Like decorative pyramids. Hey, this is the pyramid business I'm in.
Yeah. I had a friend.
Like he built pyramids.
We were college, right out of college. I think we were in college. And he invited everybody to come eat one night. And he's like, why don't y'all come over Tuesday, eat at my house? Okay. Sounds great. And then come to find out, another friend called me and goes, you know what? This is a pyramid scheme. No, it's not. No, he would have told us. He goes, no, I just found out that's what it is. And then we just started bombarding him. Hey, are you inviting us over for a damn pyramid scheme meeting? No, it's not a pyramid. No, never mind.
We're not coming.
Yeah. And he eventually apologized. Like, that was wrong. I was messed up. I got my head on. Didn't have my head on straight there.
Did y'all cancel the day of?
The day before, I think, is when we found out it was a pyramid scheme. If we had not found out until the day of, we damn sure would have canceled the day of. I'm not going to that.
He cooked all that food for no reason.
Too bad. He should have told everybody it was a pyramid scheme before he does that, you know?
Yeah, look at it, like any product or any type of program that you're trying to get somebody to join up, and you can't tell them what it is when you invite them because they won't come.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Like, why didn't you tell me what this was? Because I was afraid you wouldn't come. Well, then it must not be something that I want to be involved with if I wouldn't even have accepted the invitation. You shithead. Because I got looped into one of those by a good friend, too. I never would have thought he would do that to me.
He suckered you in?
Yeah, come over to dinner tonight. The whole same thing. Got there, and there was another couple there that was a little bit older that I knew in town, but I didn't know them that well to be sharing dinner with them.
You're like,
and then there were a couple of other people there, and then this guy, my friend's mom and dad were there. And his dad was pissed because they suckered him into going too. Yeah, so he sat there, got drunk. It was the night that we started bombing Kuwait in Desert Storm,
and y'all are missing that to watch.
Yeah, and so the guy gets up, older couple had been in this pyramid for a long time, and so then they were the ones doing the presentation. So I walk in, there's a whiteboard on an easel in there. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But they were cooking.
Right.
They did have food. So they weren't lying about come over for dinner. And this guy starts in about this, you know, this whole, you know, pitch and all this. And he goes, any questions so far? And my buddy's dad, who didn't want to be there and was drunk, he raises his hand. He goes, yeah, I got a question. I want to know what is going on with the damn Iraqis right now and how they're bombing the shit out of Hussein right now. Do you know the answer to that, sir? And why are we not watching the TV? That's the questions I have.
Drunken.
Yeah.
A little belligerent.
His own father has turned on him now.
Yeah.
What were they selling? Do you remember?
Yeah. I don't want to say because we get bombarded with drones.
Not a pyramid scheme.
I mean, people drones, not actual drones.
I was like, what? Like
people who act like drones.
It's like drones are going to show up if we talk about it.
Yeah, I had another friend one time.
It down the show.
Yeah, I had another friend one time that got involved in some kind of deal, and he told me about it. I said, that sounds kind of interesting. I said, look, man, we have, you know, podcasts and all. This was years ago. We're doing stuff on our website and all. Why don't we work out a deal where you'll be the point guy and we'll, you know, advertise it on our website and stuff and we'll work out a thing. And this is what the tip off to me was. They don't really want to do like advertising, like mass advertising. It's more person to person. So you're telling me you've got a product that works great, and I have a way to get it out to people in mass, but you don't want to do that because it's not going to cost you anything to do it. We would split the profit, you know, whatever, the way it would work. Yeah, that's not really the way it's set up. That's when the bell goes up. Huh? Okay, you should set up. You got a pyramid scheme going.
Not a pyramid scheme, a multi-level marketing program. Yeah.
You're wanting me to buy some stuff from you to resell. And that's not what I'm talking about doing.
Yeah. And why can't you find a good pyramid anymore as a building?
Yeah, they don't. They kind of abandoned that whole design.
Yeah. The only one I know of is the Luxor Hotel in Vegas.
It's true, yeah.
It's an actual pyramid?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, in the shape of a pyramid.
Well, yeah, I know it's not a real pyramid.
But you could build all kinds of things, office buildings, anything in the shape of a pyramid. I wonder why they don't.
Oh, they're so ugly.
And it probably takes up too much space at the bottom part.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'd live in a pyramid.
Would you?
You would. You would live in a pyramid.
I bet it could be cool looking. I mean, it doesn't even have to have an Egyptian theme to it or anything.
I would sit on the top every night and watch the stars.
Sit on the top. I mean, outside?
Yeah, of the pyramid.
Yeah.
On the very tip top?
Yeah, on the very tip top, I would have just a little lawn chair right on the very top.
Okay. Comes up to a point. It's not like a flat surface.
I would just, you know, sand it down a little bit.
Oh. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Just sand
it down a little bit. Yeah. That'd be good.
Maybe the top, maybe it could still be very pointed.
Yeah.
But the top could be like when you climb up there, it's got like a little, you could release the thing and just push the tip over.
I like that.
Just sit up there on the very top.
And then you can elevate like some type of robotic chair up outside of the top.
Yeah, or you could just climb up there through a staircase. And then once you get up there, you could just undo the latch, push it open, and sit there. When you're done, you just pull it closed.
It back.
Yeah.
The thought of window washers. I mean, being a window washer and what they have to do and all that with heights and all that stuff scares the crap out of me. I can't even hardly think about it without having an anxiety attack. But a level of anxiety that gets added to me is when I see a window washer on the Luxor in Vegas.
Because it's all tilted.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are you tied off to? What is going on up there? At least when you're at a regular high rise or a hotel or something, you know, the roof is up there and they got something. What are you doing with a pointed roof? How are you doing? I can't look at it long enough to figure it out.
It freaks you out that much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They probably make good money though.
They better.
Yeah.
Because
their life on the line.
I was in the W Hotel just off Times Square in New York once. And I don't know what the building is, but it was taller than where I was. And I was probably 25, 30 floors up. And these guys are up there. And I'm watching them. I just sat there for about 30, 40 minutes and just watched these guys on that flatboard thing. They'd do some windows and lower them down to the next floor, and they'd wash the windows. And the more I got to watch them, I'm thinking, I bet that's all they do. Because you know it doesn't cover the entire. So by the time they get to the bottom or whatever and they go back up, they just scoot it over and then go back down again. Mm-hmm. So by the time they finish, they're probably, they do all four sides. It's like, well, now I got to go back to the start and start all over again.
Yeah, you don't want to go hung over to that job.
No. Yeah. But that wasn't the W Hotel. It was a hotel, they called it W for short because it stood for whore.
Yeah, exactly.
The whore hotel.
I went to a whore hotel.
The whore hotel.
But it seems like they would have invented by now helicopters that could hover and just spray cleaning fluid onto the windows, and you wouldn't have to risk your life doing that.
Yeah.
They, in my building, they don't even use that cart that goes up and down. They just rappel.
Yeah, I've seen them doing that too. And they have it on their belt, and they do the whole.
Yeah, the building we used to live in uptown. The guys just you'd see the rope. Suddenly, you'd see the rope come flying down. Like, oh, okay.
And then would you see a person at your window cleaning it?
Yeah. You'd see the guy would just come slide down.
So you're like, hey.
Yeah, he drove my dog crazy.
And he'd be at the window with his little squeegee and stuff. And he'd spray it down and clean it. And he could swing around to get where he needed to be. He'd like grab on and pull himself over to clean the corner. Then he'd let himself go and go down to the next floor.
I've been in hotels when they're doing that. And I have to walk away from it. I can't watch them do it.
It's scary.
Because I'm one thing I'm afraid that I'm going to be watching them and they fall.
Yeah.
That'll be the time that they fall. when I'm watching them, you know, because everything happens to me.
That's exactly how I would look at it. I'm like, he had to fall in front of my window. Now I got to live with this horror. God.
Now I had to talk to somebody about this.
Yeah, I saw it.
Is somebody else going to call it in?
I mean, it's an illness.
But, yeah, it's just freaky to me.
Oh.
But, you know, that does prove, though. I mean, there is something... there's a job for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, there's everybody for a job.
And those guys that do that probably loved it. Oh. They think it's cool. They're not bothered. They've got job security, as long as they just do a good job. And what happens if you miss one window on the 90th floor? Nobody's going to fire you for that. Oh, sorry, I missed one. I'll be back next week to take care of it or whatever.
But it does make sense, though, that they should be able to come up with some sort of a spray like you do in the shower. You know, you spray it and walk away and it cleans the glass in the shower. Or sometimes when you get the little Windex thing and then put it onto your garden hose and you spray it on your upstairs windows and stuff and it cleans them. They should be able to do that with skyscrapers and a helicopter.
You can put a Windex attachment to your garden hose?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. And spray it on your upstairs window from the ground.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
That shit is dope.
That's dope. Well,
you can put Windex on your garden
on your
hose.
On your garden hose?
Just spray that shit.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Just Windex everywhere.
She's easy to impress.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is dope.
That is dope.
I'm such a hypocrite, too, because if I go into a hotel or some sort of an office building in a high rise and the windows are dirty, I start bitching about it.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, they need to clean these damn windows. Where's the window wash? What's wrong with these people?
Ugh.
Meanwhile, if I see them, I'm like, oh, don't do that.
Oh, my God.
I want it done while I'm not around, so I don't even, like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, that's how afraid of heights I am. I can't even watch somebody. Yeah. Like, all of that tightrope walking and all of that stuff where that guy was walking across whatever it was, you know, a few years ago, breaking some kind of record. I can't watch that.
Grand Canyon?
Was it the Grand Canyon?
Somebody's done it.
I thought he was walking over the Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. They also did something in Times Square. Remember he walked above Times Square between two high-rise buildings?
Yeah. Oh, what really freaks me out is when somebody's wearing a GoPro, those idiots, and they're jumping from building to building and doing all that crap.
I'm with you.
With nothing, no safety harness or anything. They're just hopping from high rise to high rise.
Who does that?
It's all over the internet.
Yeah, crazy people.
What?
The same type that do that base jumping and stuff.
Without any type of harness?
See, I'm more of a base thumper than a base jumper.
Oh, my God.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh.
Hang on, I'm going to find one here.
It's like real life Spider-Men's.
So would you be able to watch like a Cirque du Soleil show?
Yeah.
Then you're fine doing
those.
That?
Yeah, I mean, because that's not that high.
Yeah.
You know, but if they took it outside, no, I wouldn't be able to watch. They go, all right, we're going to do it on the roof today. No.
Right. I'm good.
Here's, GoPro. Skyscraper handstand in Tel Aviv.
Ugh.
No.
Hang on, Lex. Let me get it pulled up here for you. Yeah.
And what possesses somebody to do that? Just like.
Thrill seekers.
I know, but they're death seekers is more like it.
They don't get high, so you got to find a new way to get the adrenaline going.
So I'm sure
and they all seem to wear khakis.
Yeah.
That's an interesting observation.
Yeah.
He's doing, what's it called? Parkour. On the roof of this building in Tel Aviv. That now he's now standing on the ledge, and he's leaning over, looking down, and he's holding his arms out over the ledge. He's standing on the edge of the ledge, and now he's walking along the ledge.
I'm glad I can't see it.
To his right, it's like he steps off onto the concrete. To his left, it looks like about 70 stories. He just goes straight down to the ground.
Yeah, I would be having anal palpitations right now.
And now he's doing a handstand on the corner of the building. You saw him stick his feet over the edge like that?
My.
Look at that dude. No wonder TJ can't watch it. Yeah.
That guy. Anal palpitations.
Anal palpitations. Ooh. I'm going to say that
one. The other one that gets me is the guy. The guy that goes all the way up to the top of those towers and hangs on with one hand and then swings out and holds the selfie stick way out so he gets a good shot of himself hanging around up there. He's hanging on with one arm. And then he puts the stick back on his thing, switches hands, switches it, and does it again.
I'm sure they get a great adrenaline rush from that, but no thanks.
I hope that's one of the things that, you know, wives complain about their husbands picking up things that I've said and driving them crazy with it. I hope that's a new one. I hope their husbands all and boyfriends all over the country saying anal palpitations.
I'm having anal palpitations watching that.
Give me anal palpitations.
I can't wait to use that.
That would be great. I can't wait to use
this. This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Do y'all get anxiety by watching things like that? Like when I'm watching people on heights and stuff, I really do. I start getting more than nervous. Like I have to walk away from them. I can't even look at it. It's like watching an eye surgery for me. I can't look at that either. It's the same concept. One just grosses me out. The other makes my heart race.
Would it be torture if someone made you watch eye surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Well, I mean, as far as American torture goes, I mean, you know, it's not wouldn't be the same as holding me down and cutting my, you know, tying me to a chair, cutting my thighs, and then letting a bunch of rats loose to come get the blood.
Ooh.
I mean, that would be kind of torturous.
Yeah. I can see.
But that. I would hate it.
It'd be the worst.
I don't get anxiety like to where I need to look away, but it does give me like a creep factor, like, ugh.
My dad can't look at snakes on TV.
At all?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Really?
It's like a phobia.
Yeah. If he's watching a show or a movie and they're showing somebody walking up on a snake or something, as soon as they show the snake, he turns away and be like I am when they're getting really gory on things. And Jody will say, don't you dare look. Oh, my God, no. And then, it's over.
I'm like that with gory stuff.
Yeah. But that just grosses me out. The height thing. Height. When seeing someone messing around on high places or if somebody's getting buried alive, I can't watch that in a movie either. I just
buried
can't
alive,
take
I don't
it.
Like. That's I don't, that freaks me out.
Unless they're getting buried in boobs. Am I right?
Oh, man.
Am I right?
Buried in boobies.
Woo. How? Oh, my God.
That's the name of my book right there. My autobiography is going to be called Buried in Boobs.
Buried in Boobs.
Buried in Boobs.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Got married and buried on the same day.
Hey.
You heard what I said.
Lit.
Married and then buried and then boobs.
Big old boob.
TJ just wants you to know that Gary J DM'd us on Twitter and said, I'm totally going to use that the next time my wife drives. Hey, you're giving me anal palpitations.
Damn it, Jerry.
Well, I hope it's a long time before you can use it then.
Hey, you say that.
She ain't got no business driving you. No
you way. Say that, Gary, and you're not going to get buried in boobs.
That's yeah.
Not,
yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
No. Gary's going to love the buried in boobs thing, too, if he liked anal palpitations.
Yeah.
I said the gems of the show.
The gems. What? Are you creating another word over there?
Oh, and this fellow said there's a pyramid in Memphis that's a Bass Pro Shop.
Hell yeah.
Memphis.
Yeah, it used to be an arena.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah,
the Pyramid
it's
Arena.
Called Pyramid Arena.
Yeah, and then they got rid of that.
Right.
It didn't.
But you know what else they got rid of in Memphis that's going to keep me from going? A crime-free zone. That's what they got rid of. I'm not going to Memphis. I mean, Project Pat could invite me as his own personal guest, and I wouldn't go.
You don't want to go see Graceland?
Uh-uh. Hell no. I've seen it on TV. If I want to see Graceland, I'll just go get your little nephew to put his jumpsuit on and entertain me, eh? Huh? You got a Mini King over there.
Right.
That's the stage name, Mini King. Welcome to the stage, Mini King.
He really should do that.
What are the odds, though? There's already a little person performer, Elvis impersonator, that's called Mini King.
Well, let's see.
The Mini King, like they got Mini Kiss.
Yeah, I guarantee you. There's Mini Elvis. I haven't seen Mini King, but I've seen a couple of Mini Elvises so far.
Have you? And they call him Mini Elvis?
There's one
Mini
called Little Elvis.
Lou.
Tiny E.
Tiny E.
Yeah.
Oh, and he does the ceremony, too.
Well, so there you go. Entertainment's number one little person, Mini Elvis, Mighty Mike.
Oh, he's cute. Oh, that's cute. Cool.
Yeah. And it shows him performing the ceremony here. Riggins pulled up the video in the Vegas chapel. And nobody told the bride and groom to get in the center of the carpet, the little rug. I wonder what he sounds like. He sounds like Elvis.
A cute dress.
Because anybody can put on an Elvis costume, but who can sound like him? That's the thing.
Damn, she wore a red skimpy dress to her wedding.
Her butt looks good.
Nice. You got two handfuls of that ass, doesn't he?
Do your little nephew, Jeremiah, sound like Elvis?
Yeah, he does an impression.
He does? Yeah.
It's pretty solid.
Oh, thank you. You know, an easier way a lot of times to learn to impersonate someone is to impersonate someone impersonating.
Huh.
Yeah.
How deep is that?
That is pretty deep.
That's deep as the ocean.
So deep. That's deep AF.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I need to learn how to impersonate somebody. Just at least one person.
You know who does a great Elvis impersonation? Is Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. He does.
What?
If you go watch, it's on Netflix now. The special is called Delirious. He's in a red leather outfit. And he does an Elvis impersonation in that comedy special.
He
and
gets it is on my really nerves, good. Now, though, I can't
part
watch
of that
him.
Special doesn't age well or no. hasn't aged
I've seen,
well.
No. I've actually no. seen that stand up.
Right. But it's not woke.
Yeah. And I was like, I watched it a while back. I was like, this is a couple years ago. I was like, ooh, this is not as funny as I remember it to be.
Yeah. I've never.
I am uncomfortable with some of the material now.
I just am not into him.
But his Elvis impersonation is crazy good. You know who else is just an Elvis fiend?
Who?
Bruno Mars.
Really?
Yeah, he was a little Elvis impersonator. Mm-hmm.
Was he?
He loves the Elvis.
His little cute self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's adorable Bruno. As Elvis.
He's adorable as himself.
He does it for you, huh?
Yeah.
That Bruno
he's
Mars.
He's little, though. He's tiny.
Yeah.
He maybe had to be a little bit taller.
What is he, like 5'5", 5'6"?
I think less than that.
You think?
I thought so.
I didn't know he did Elvis impersonations like this when he was a little kid.
Wow, look at
his little face.
Riggins has a video brought up.
Little Bruno.
But you can see in his style now that he's got a lot of Elvis and Michael Jackson influence.
5'5".
What he's doing. He's 5'5"?
Yeah, he's little.
He's an inch taller than my wife.
So the fact that that Bruno Mars is 5'5". His lack of height is not trumped by the incredible musical talent and dazzling personality. You would still have a problem dating him, even though he's 5'5"?
No, it's Bruno Mars. Who am I kidding?
I'm like, come on.
It's Bruno Mars.
He seems to be a super cool guy who's an incredibly talented person.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, yeah, but you're only 5'5".
Yeah, no, not with him.
Come on.
Yeah.
So, and especially that new song he came out with, he can sing to me. All day and all night.
All day?
All day.
All day.
All night.
All
night.
All day and all night.
Oh, my God. Linda.
Hello.
Hello, Linda.
Hello.
He could sing to me all day and all night. All
Bruno,
night.
Call me.
Bruno.
Call me.
Hand to God.
You just do it for me, honey. You just do it for me.
Love him as Elvis. It's Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Little sweetie
pie. A heart attack.
Oh, it's just a, like, put him on my dashboard.
God, I want to put him on my lap and feed him black and white cookies all day. Oh, my God.
If only.
If only.
Yup, just like that.
It's like Bob's Burgers all of a sudden over there. Just like all day.
All day and all nights. He just does it for me, honey. He just does it.
Come on over. I'll make you a pot of sauce and some Jello salad or something. I don't know.
Got me all hot and bothered. He's got me all hot and bothered.
That's something that old Southern women love, though, is a Jello salad. Yeah.
Just, what is a Jello salad?
Love it. It's Jello with fruits and stuff in it.
My
grandmother used to make one. It was orange, and it had pineapples in it, I believe, and then covered with Dream Whip.
I was going to say whipped cream of some sort?
Yeah, but it's old-fashioned Dream Whip. You get it in a powder in a box at the grocery store, and then you mix milk with it and stuff. I think you make whipped cream out of it. And it's different than how I make whipped cream, which is with heavy whipping cream and sugar and whatever. It has a different flavor to it because it's maybe sweeter or something.
Is the texture still the same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but old Southern women just love Jell-O salad.
I love Jell-O.
Jell-O salad.
Jiggle like Jell-O.
That's why a lot of old Southern women always want to stipulate what kind of salad they're having. If it's just they'll call it a green salad if they're just having regular salad, a green salad. We having green salad? Yeah. That's opposed to potato salad.
Sure.
Opposed to Jell-O salad.
Macaroni salad.
Is macaroni salad and pasta salad the same thing?
No.
Oh, it's different?
Yeah.
Oh.
Macaroni's its own kind of pasta.
Well, yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
You're so dummy.
You're so stupid.
You don't know shapes. You don't know
your pastas.
You don't know. You don't know Alfredo. Pasta Alfredo. Alfredo pasta. That's my favorite shape of pasta is Alfredo shape.
Alfredo shape.
So dumb.
Corkscrew.
Oh, dang.
Tricolor.
Wagon wheels.
Wagon wheels.
Shells. No yolk.
Mm-hmm.
All the top pastas. I know them all.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace & TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Oh, yeah. I found this story, and it has several weird things in it to me. A guy who lives in Killeen, Texas, that's in Texas, was asleep one night and thought he heard something in the high. He didn't think anything about it. I guess I didn't hear anything. Thought somebody was in here, but I guess not. So he got up the next morning and then decided, you know what? Let me look around and make sure that wasn't somebody breaking into my house. And he walks into a bedroom, and he finds a 28-year-old woman named Jovita Vaughn, also known as Jovita Garza, naked, asleep on an air mattress in a guest room. Now, who just has an air mattress already inflated, ready to go in a guest room.
That was going to be my question. So she inflated the air. It was already inflated.
I'm guessing it was inflated because she broke into the house and just crashed in, according to the story, crashed asleep on this air mattress that she found. He woke her up and she said, "It's okay. I'm okay to be here because I used to live in this house."
What?
Girl.
What?
What you talking about?
Mm-hmm. So he called the police. She says she lived there in 2009. She refused to get her clothes on and refused to leave the house. So they ended up having to handcuff her naked and just pick up some clothes and try to cover her as they got her into the police car.
So even with the cops there, she refused to get dressed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the guy, the homeowner, said, "I want her out of here now." I'm like, what kind of... So he wakes up and finds a 28-year-old naked woman as a gift.
Thank you.
And he's saying, "Get her out of here." What an unappreciative boor this guy is.
Is there a picture?
Yeah, she's cute. She's not like a meth head like you would think. That
because
be found.
I clearly picture her to be a meth head.
Sure. Oh, she all looks right. Crazy, though.
Yeah.
She looks a little bit like, ha-ha, look at what I did. Look at that smirk.
Mm-hmm. She lived there. Mi casa.
Mi casa. Tu casa es mi casa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she ended up throwing a fit. I'm not leaving. Refused. She was also refusing to stand up. So I guess she's just sitting naked on this air mattress.
Really?
When they're like, "Ma'am, will you please get up, put some clothes on, you're under arrest, come with us," or whatever. She's like, "I'm not standing up, I'm not getting up, and I'm not putting on clothes." They drag her out. Here she is. And she doesn't look like she's gross. I mean, she's not hot by any means, but she doesn't look gross.
Not at all.
She has a haircut.
That's I think, a pretty nice compliment for someone.
You're not gross.
You're not disgusting.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You're not gross.
Because that's an act by a disgusting person that, like, breaks into a house and then goes to sleep on an air mattress naked. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Gross.
But how gross is it that there's an... It may not be gross, but I picture it being gross that there's an air mattress, you know, at the ready guest bedroom.
I don't picture it with a sheet already on it either.
Right.
It's just like that green, almost felt-like material that's on top. Mm. You just lay down on that deal.
That's his guest room.
Now, I'm wondering if it's an air mattress or a float. You to lay out on in the water.
Oh.
Yeah, I picture air mattress.
That would be hilarious.
But a float would be cool.
If you had a guest bedroom and you just had beach floats for beds.
Yeah. When your guests, come over, you say, "Okay, y'all are good on air mattresses?" And they go, "Oh, absolutely." Sure. And then just go and get some that you've already inflated as a joke and start passing them out.
Yeah, here here's your mattress.
Ronnie here. Debbie, there you go. Well, kids, we got... two more for y'all in the garage.
Call us when you wake up. We'll peel you off of it.
Personal size, just for you.
But have you ever slept on a real air mattress and then have it deflate in the middle of the night and wake up on the hard floor?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Sucks.
I've been there. Mm. My brother has an incredible one. It's got a headboard and everything. It inflates.
What?
Yeah. Really?
It's amazing.
We had one.
Here's the oldest brother?
Of course.
Yeah, the rich one.
Yeah, he wouldn't just get a normal air mattress. This one has a headboard. Why does it have a headboard? The point is that. What's the point of that?
My real bed doesn't even have a headboard.
Does the headboard inflate too?
Headboard inflates.
So it's not a wooden headboard with an inflatable mattress. The whole thing is. The
whole thing inflates. And it's incredible. Like, you can set, you know, it's got all these, you know, adjustments you can make. Very comfortable, obviously.
Can you adjust it to be a real bed?
Yeah.
That's what I'd be looking for. Where's that button?
Will it return itself and get a real bed?
So you don't have a headboard, Alexis?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
I didn't have one for a long time.
I have like the base or whatever you call that, and the, what's the mattress that goes underneath your mattress?
A box spring.
Box spring. I have that.
Ooh.
No.
And we'll be right back with the world's worst bracker.
Yeah. I got a box spring.
I got a box spring.
Dunking on you, hoes.
Look at you flexing. Yeah.
Okay, don't play
flexing
with me.
With my box spring.
Right. I don't have a headboard, but I got a frame and was it a box spring?
A box spring.
What's the mattress that goes under the mattress?
Yeah. Tell me some. Living large out here.
That's right.
Ooh, girl.
Damn, we didn't realize.
Yeah, we won't realize.
You flexing like that. You
know, that's a great way to phrase it, Riggins. I got a mattress that goes under the mattress.
Oh, shit. Where is that?
One time I did do that for fun because I broke, it was like wooden slabs that was holding my bed up, and those slabs broke.
Yeah.
And I got a mattress slabs, and put it on top of the mattress.
Slats.
Flats?
Yeah,
slats.
Not ribs.
It looked like ribs.
Yeah, I guess so.
How'd those wooden
Don't
slats
Don't worry about
break?
That part, but. Anyways,
you heard that it was cracking.
It cracked. Yeah. It cracked. But I had a mattress on top of a mattress, but that bed was so high I couldn't even get on it. I had to get a jumping running start.
It still wasn't high as you.
Whatever.
You didn't get any those doggy steps up to the bed you could use?
Yeah.
No, I had a miniature couch that I would use to try to step on it. It was obnoxiously high.
You should have got your little ramp like we have for Toby.
Yeah. I got a frame.
I needed that.
And a mattress under the mattress.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Rich living.
Damn.
Welcome to cribs.
I don't have walls, but I got a mattress under the mattress.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wasn't that wooden story slabs. About the princess that she had to feel the pearl under all the mattresses? Do you remember that?
Pee.
A pee?
Yeah. The princess and the pee.
Somebody, princess and the pee, so pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, somebody peed. and she could feel it soaking through all those mattresses.
That wasn't the story.
I thought it was.
She's like, oh, pearl, that's like a hood version. Can she feel the Cuban links under all these mattresses? It's a pearl. Can you feel the spliff? I'm a bit like that too, though. Yeah, I need a comfortable bed.
I do.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, what's a good point?
That's like those people going, you don't understand. I love to eat.
Yeah.
That's why I can't lose weight. I love to eat. Well, so does everybody.
I love a bad bed.
I love an uncomfortable bed, man.
That all slumps to the middle.
It's not that I like uncomfortable. I just don't give a shit. I mean, it could be, a mattress filled with rocks. But it wouldn't make any difference to me.
That's the best
weirdos liking a comfortable bed.
It's the best workout I get. Is flipping that mattress because it's a two man job and I only got one man. It's me. I'm just like, I can't get it up. If that thing starts falling, I'm like,
Did it ever fall on you? Where you?
Hell yeah!
Ooh, that is. My God. When I've picked up my own bed, that's scary.
Yeah,
because my mattress is heavy.
Those handles on the side do no good.
I don't know.
They're like bungee cords.
Yeah. Why are they moving? Yeah.
Oh. We got it rough.
Yeah. And then my bed skirt gets all bunched up on one side. I'm like, oh, damn. Of the bed skirt.
Do you make your bed every day, Riggins?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom taught me to do that. She said, if you make your bed every day, you just start your day organized.
Do you make it before you leave or do you make it when you come home?
No, always after I take a shower. It's the first thing I do.
Okay.
But it's just because I have that dog walker that goes in my bedroom. If I didn't, I wouldn't make that.
You wouldn't make it?
Hell no.
Yeah, I make my bed every day.
You don't make your bed.
Yes, I do.
No,
and even though my wife's still in it.
You just wrap her in. You just tuck her in.
Yeah, tuck her in nice and
pillows. Put the pillows on top.
I can't leave the house unless I make my bed.
I got to make the bed.
She's got a decorative, home is where the heart is pillow, on her face.
Mm-hmm. All those slick pillow shams. Yeah.
She's got tassels in her face.
My mom would come into our rooms, my brother and I, and she would get upset if we didn't have tight, hospital corners on the bed. And she's like, how do you not know how to make a bed? Just yell at us. I'm like, as long as it looks made, why does it matter if the corners are all the way tucked
in? Matters. It does matter. That's been one of the things that I've had to get used to. If I make the bed... I usually put the one that puts the fresh sheets and all that stuff on the bed in the afternoons. I make it when I come home.
chick.
Nine times out of ten. Thanks. And if a man and I make it together, it's like the sheet goes on. It's good. I'm like, no, you got to tuck it all the way across the bottom. You got to loop, tuck the corners in, collect them up.
God. I want it
all put away. She's like, doesn't matter. It does matter. Just please fix it the right way.
I know Jody doesn't want me helping her put the sheets on the bed and make the bed. Just like she doesn't want me helping her fold towels and stuff. She's got her own way of doing it. But I'll always ask, you need me to help you? Let me help you get the sheets on the bed. And she'll be like, you can do the pillowcase.
like I'm a little kid. That's so funny.
You're giving me a broom.
You have something.
Here, go do this.
I'm going to do a shite job of it.
That's why you give a kid a broom. You know he's doing a shite job, but you want him to make him feel important.
Changing the bed is hard. Like, the sheets is hard for me because I got little arms.
What do you have, a queen bed?
I have a queen size
bed.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, stop.
Gross.
Get out of here. Ew.
Queen size bed for bitty baby.
Yeah, right.
Your American girl doll.
All this room. Yeah, it probably feels huge to you.
Oh, I can sleep any which way I want. My legs and arms are still in the bed. Yeah. Horizontally or vertically. No. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Because you could sleep comfortably next to Elf on a Shelf.
The Big Show could be in your bed. Still feel pretty big.
Cher Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Cher Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share. Now, more Cher Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ace, you know how we talked about before that the Southern women hypochondriacs or ones that are just all into the medicine.
Right.
And like they always want to, you know, like when I was a kid handing out medicine to each other. And
nerve pills.
Yeah, nerve pills, fluid pills, cholesterol medication, you know, anything, they just share it. But then if you go to the doctor and you get your own prescription, they're just dying to know what you got.
Yeah.
What the doctor put you on? Zithromax, Amoxicillin. You know, they always, and I never know the names of any of these. Those are the two that I know pretty much, and that's why I say them. Unless it's some sort of a antidepressant or what the doctor put you on? Wellbutrin. You know, that'll help quit smoking too. Rob is that way if somebody goes to fast food and tells him about it. He just did it in his.
Yeah.
Alexis said, I went to Taco Bell yesterday on my way home, and I regretted it after I did it. And he goes, what'd you get?
I got enough.
So excited.
They put too much sauce on there for you. They do that.
You know, just like the Southern woman's going to go, Southern old woman's going to go, oh, yeah, my doctor put me on that. It gave me a yeast infection. I'll never take that again. Be careful with that. They always want to warn you or tell you that you're on a good medication after the doctor's given to you. Okay. All right. Well, I figure since the doctor prescribed it to me, he or she may know what they're doing, but thanks for the thanks for the confirmation.
Thank you, Martha.
Yeah, and the heads up on the side effects.
Yeah. Oh, watch out for that. Don't take it before you run that bulldozer.
I got to ask an interesting question to the doctor yesterday. Went to go take a physical, but my blood work was spectacular. She was like, you're actually in very good health. and your blood pressure has come down, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't even do the prostate check because she's like, your blood work is so good. We don't really need to do that. I was like, cool, sounds good. But then she said, because you're over 50, the CDC recommends at 50 you get the shingles vaccine.
Yeah.
Shingles?
And I said, yeah, it's the first I've heard of that. And she goes, well, you know, it's could be 60. She goes, in a couple years, they might change it. Could be 60, could be 45. You never know. Just right now, it's the recommended time.
But you do not want that. At what? Shingles.
Yeah. And I said, well, I want shingles sound terrible, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, it is. And I said, well, what's the downside of the vaccine? She goes, you won't feel good for about 3 to 5 days. You will feel great. I was like, let me think about that. I'll get back to you. Maybe the next time I come in, we'll do something. And she was like, oh, okay, no problem. Change your mind. Come on by.
Are shingles like grown-up chicken pox?
Yes. Yeah, kind of. And yeah, it's the same. Kick your ass.
Same virus.
Yeah, I hear. And anybody I ever know who's had them says they are terrible. Like it's one of the painful. Worst things you can have. It's very painful.
Very painful.
Why do they give it to people over 50?
I think you're really not in danger of you can acquire shingles, but it's far more prominent in people once you're over the age of 50. The older you get, the more likely you are to get shingles, and it's super painful.
That's just one of those, you know, disgusting sounding conditions. You know, oh, he's got shingles. Kind of like gout. You know what gout is?
Yeah.
It's just inflammation in the joints of your toes.
But it sounds horrible.
My uncle, but it sounds like it's just oozing.
Yeah.
It's not really, is it?
My uncle had gout when I was a kid. I remember. I guess he's had it, dealt with it for a long time. And he would be sitting in the recliner with his feet up. And they would essentially say, nobody walk within like 10 to 15 feet because any movement in that part of the room, like if the chair vibrates, it'll shoot pain through his feet and everything.
Oh,
like you just didn't go over there.
Does it smell bad?
No.
See what I mean? It sounds like gout. It does. It sounds like it's oozing and it stinks.
It sounds like it stinks.
Fair. You know what? Now that I think about it, I get
in between
it.
Your toes?
He's got gout.
Ew.
Does it stink?
No, it's in the joints.
Yeah.
And I heard that one of the causes of it is not eating enough carbohydrates.
I'll never have that.
Rich fruits and things like
could
that.
Be. Yeah.
Rich foods, alcohol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had it.
When I think of shingles, though, I think of a roof. I've never thought of something like a roof. I've always thought that's a weird name for a disease or a sickness.
My grandfather had shingles, and I just used to imagine because back then we didn't have the internet to look up stuff, you know, to see what it looked like. I just imagined that he had these big black rough sores on him because they would look like shingles.
Yeah. I was going to say, why black sores? But okay, that makes sense. I need to look up what shingles looks like.
I wasn't even aware there was a shingles vaccine until she mentioned it. I was like,
Terry Bradshaw used to advertise it.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me check into that because I do not want shingles.
I don't want it.
I'd
it
be
looks
okay
horrible.
With it. I just was kind of thrown off guard, like, you know. So I think I'm going to go back and get it.
Because she must have just noticed that you seemed disappointed not to have something in your ass.
He was so excited.
Yeah.
He's like, no prostate exempt?
Are you sure?
No. And she's like, well, no, but here, I may be able to give you a shingles vaccine.
She said, I mean, unless you had your heart set on it, we can do without it. I was like, that's fine with me.
I want to ride up to one of those drive-through COVID vaccination places with my ass hanging out the window.
Stop.
Just do it. Don't even tell me.
I would much rather have a shot in the ass than in the arm. It's a bigger muscle and doesn't hurt as much.
They don't even hurt. It's like a little prick. Boop, you're done.
A little prick in the ass.
That's all.
A little prick.
But I mean, I'm not worried about the hurt, but it gets sore in your arm anytime you get it. I would rather have it in the butt than the arm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like it's just faster and easier sticking the arm. Must be out of here.
What if they put it in your armpit? That would hurt.
I've had that.
Can you do shots anywhere if you really wanted to?
I don't know.
I give myself a shot every morning.
Yeah, where do you?
Top of my leg.
On your thigh?
On my thighs.
Your meaty thighs.
Yep. You can call them fat. It's okay.
No, they're meaty, not fat.
Thick ass thighs I got.
But you had to have a shot, Riggins, to deaden your armpits before you had that laser treatment done on them?
I probably had 40 to 50 shots in each armpit.
Stop.
maybe 20 to 30, but it was a lot.
You know,
a lot. And that hurts.
My sister, for her migraines, they give her Botox in her head. And she'll go, and they'll give her like 17 shots in the head in different places at one time. To help with her migraine. In one visit. Like 12, 17, something like that. And they'll go in and she'll sit there and they just, you know, you can't deaden that. There's no, you're just, yeah. You got to take that trip.
But her head looks smooth as a 15-year-old.
That's a 13-year-old.
They need to make a helmet where they can just like push a button and all the shots just go in.
One time? Yeah. It's a good idea. I remember when I was a kid, I figured out that the word, I kept thinking, how are they giving me a shot? I didn't hear her say I was getting a shot. And then I figured out, injection is the word I need to be listening for. Yeah. I was in like the first or second grade, baby. And I was like, the key word now every time we go is, you know.
Injection.
I would just sit there and listen. She would tell my mom, you know, we're going to give him an injection before he goes.
That sounds worse than shot.
Yeah. Then you knew you weren't leaving. Because if she left, you just you'd follow her right out and get your lollipop and take off. Mm. But she said injection. That meant hang tight a minute. She's coming back.
Yeah.
I want to do acupuncture.
My mom did acupuncture a long, long time ago.
Did she like it?
She said it was great.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Why?
Just to see what it's like.
I know, but do you have pain that you need to have gone?
No. Is that the only reason why you should do
yourself?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have pain, that's the only reason?
Yeah, theoretically, you have a reason for it.
I just am curious.
You just want to stick needles in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's like a massage where you just like you just go in because you feel better afterwards.
They say it's good for your pressure points.
Well, I could be wrong.
Release pressure. I don't know if I have pressure in my pressure points. I might. I haven't checked them.
I'm a firm believer that there's something to all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That pressure points and how one thing affects the other, you know, with the human body. I think that's all legit.
Have you ever had a foot reflexology massage?
No.
Oh, it hurts. You would think that it's going to be relaxing and you're going to get a nice foot massage. Nope, it hurts. They like dig deep into your different pressure points on your foot.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
I thought it was going to be relaxing, and I found out the hard way. It's not.
I do like. So, do you went to one of these places like in the big cities that just say foot massage?
No, it was like a massage place, and that was one of the services.
Gross. They offered. Y'all seen those places? You can just pull up in there and get a foot massage.
Yeah.
You haven't, Riggins?
No.
Usually they're hand and feet, aren't they? You can go and get your hands massaged or your feet massaged.
I don't know. The ones that I see have a neon foot flashing in the foot massage.
Foot?
Yeah, I've seen them in Vegas and different places like that. They're always the ones that I see are in shopping centers. You know, he's just going to walk in off the street and go get a foot massage.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh.
Well, you'd walk in and get a pedicure.
Yeah,
and the calf massage is hands down the best part of the pedicure.
I pay you a little extra just to spend a little bit more time?
I'm just going to sit here and drink this glass of champagne. Please. Keep working that calf over a minute. That feels good.
I just can't imagine any woman working at any of those places whose hands would be big enough to massage my calves.
I got somebody with Hulk hands back there.
These ain't here, boy. Bow, bow. Look at that.
They bussing.
You better get some help with that, girl.
Hope King Kong's working back there.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weight loss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weight loss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.